Raise your hand if you want your nails to look perfect all the time. Me too. I'm Sarah Gibson Tuttle from Olive & June, and this is exactly why we created the Manny System. We wanted to make it possible for everyone everywhere to give themselves a beautiful manicure at home. With our tools and our long-lasting polish, each manicure with our Manny System comes out to just $2. That's right, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 manis that you get at a salon and they take hours. Now you can paint your nails on your time and love them more than ever. And by the way, when people ask, who did your nails? Where did you get them done? You're going to proudly say, I did them myself. Get 20% off your first Manny system with code DIYNAIL20 at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. That's code DIYNAIL20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20.
New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bows & Company. I am your host, Emily O, and I am joined by my sister, Elizabeth Ann. Welcome back to the show.
Hello, all.
We are huddled around my computer right now because we have had major technology issues. And 3.5 hours later, we have just decided to record directly into my computer's speakers.
Throw in the towel. This is what's happening.
And because I still wanted to get the episode up in time. So I apologize if there is a little bit of a janky audio for this week, but we all wanted to talk to you so much. So thank you for bearing with us. Elizabeth, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me under such interesting circumstances.
I feel so inadequate. This is so unprofessional of me doing this to you.
I never thought this would happen again.
It's basically like we're recording a voicemail.
This actually happened last summer as well.
This did happen about a year ago. We were in the same situation where I accidentally deleted an episode. And so we had to record directly into the computer. And this also,
and then you deleted the recorded one into the computer.
Yeah, I've deleted a lot of episodes in my days. Also, I think one of the second or third times Claire was on the podcast, the same situation happened. We were huddled around the computer. We always have...
It's a more intimate podcasting session.
We're literally... like
you're screaming into my ear.
I know, but I don't know if they can hear me. So how was your week? Why don't we start out with... Why don't we start off with,
we're cheek to cheek right now.
We're cheek to cheek talking to you guys. We're going to start off with some bows and low. I'll go first. I think we can all know what my low is. Not only the podcasting equipment not working, but over the last week, I absolutely destroyed my computer. I mean, I absolutely killed it.
Catastrophic.
It's wreaked havoc on my entire week. We're still...
And your business.
And my business. We're still kind of experiencing some of the repercussions of it. But this was last Tuesday, and I was just sitting. I was so ahead on my work. I had finished a vlog. I had finished the podcast and the video podcast. And my mom had just gotten back from her colonoscopy, which was piggybacking off of last week's episode. And they brought me coffee after she was done. And not but 3 minutes after having my coffee, I hit my coffee and 16 ounces worth of piping hot...
A tsunami into the computer.
Hit my computer. And the computer was working for... It was also on the marble kitchen table. So for some reason, my first reaction was to save the marble. And my computer was working. Like, she didn't... And then once I had dried up the entire marble table, I came back and the computer was out. She was not working. So I put her... I was looking up lots of things... Also, that whole, like, put it in rice thing is, they say not to do that anymore.
Oh,
I don't know
really?
If you were familiar.
I wasn't.
So they were like, just put it on its front, you know, like, flip it over upside down and let it dry out, and I'm sure it'll come on. Well, she never came on.
Give it mouth to mouth.
Right.
CPR.
She never came on, and it actually kept just making these, like, strange humming noises. Mm. I think she was having a slow death. She slowly broke down in front of me. So I was like, well, I have literally every file on that computer. This is terrible. So I booked a Genius Bar appointment for that night. Dad and I went to the Apple store, and I was assuming it would be like a 2 to 3 day turnaround, and they would just send her to like the equivalent of an American Girl doll hospital.
Absolutely.
And she would come back to me in 2 to 3 business days. So it was an arm and a leg to replace the damage that I had done on the current computer. And the guy was like, first of all, my computer was 6 years old. I did
That's
not realize.
That's a really long time.
I got it my freshman year of college. So it, I actually did not realize
there's
it was that
so
old.
There's been so many advances in computer technology. I don't know if you guys can hear me.
Barely.
There's been so many advances that 6 years old in your business is antiques.
It was. I was working with, is this still recording? Okay. I was working with an antique computer. So he said, like, you should probably just get a new computer because of all the new technology, whatever. So we did get a new computer. I love her so much. We're recording on her right now. A little traumatic way to get a new computer, but, you know, it was the journey. My podcasting software that I typically use was set up by somebody else, and I always just left it open on my computer as to not, like, mess it up. Mm. And I have not been able to figure it out. So
yeah, that doesn't seem like a sure-proof way.
It's just kind of been like a roller coaster of technology problems. And I feel like about a year ago we had this issue where we were talking about it constantly on the podcast, and we were really good for a long time. And something about the summer and me being destructive. So that was my
summer hours. People are home. You don't have your own workspace. Coffee's everywhere.
So I've been very careful with this new computer. I haven't put a beverage near it. And it was my own fault. So that was for sure my low. Somebody was so funny. I love, people are so clever. They were swiping over on my stories. And they were like, I'm so sorry about your computer, but was the coffee good?
That's funny.
And then somebody else was like, first the carpet, now the computer. I think you should look into, like, getting sippy cups.
That's funny.
So we apologize for that, but hopefully the audio is okay, and we still wanted to get a Bose & Company episode up. What was your low for this week?
My low for this week, I think, probably happened today. I was wearing these lovely new Zara shoes that I've worn before to work, and the first time I wore them, I could walk very well, and they were sturdy. And today, I rolled my ankle probably 4 times in the office, and it just wasn't a good look, wasn't very profesh. And I don't believe I'll be wearing them again.
They're so chic, but I could see
the
how they'd be hard.
The problem is that they're such a tiny little kitten heel. I'm almost better with like a 3 or 4 inch heel than a kitten heel because they're so wobbly.
They're also slingbacks, and they don't look like they have any grip to the back of your ankle. Would that
no,
be correct?
No, they do.
Oh, okay.
They do.
Right.
I was pleasantly surprised. And they're so pointy that they actually catch on things. Yeah, like
really?
They caught on the carpet and they caught on the stair.
You looked incredible
so
today.
I was just sitting for a lot of the day because I knew that I couldn't walk very far.
And that's embarrassing when you don't feel confident in your own stride, you know?
It is. And like then my arms don't really move at my side because I'm like trying to keep, sorry, I'm trying to keep my balance. So it was just, it wasn't pleasant. It wasn't the worst thing I've ever experienced, but it wasn't great.
What would you say your bow for this week is?
Aha. My bow for this week happened on Friday night. Excuse me, I'm trying to get closer.
Should
to
we
the
pause
speaker.
It to make sure this is like
yeah,
actually recording?
Just, okay, so we just checked and it was recording, so we're all good here. My bow for the week happened on Friday, and I planned with the other girl interns that we would all go out. So we had kind of this intern tour day that we were signed up for, so we went to that all day Friday. And then afterwards, we went home, I took a little nap, and we hit the town. And all of us went out to the local watering hole, and we saw every single person we've ever known in our entire lives there. Like, not to be dramatic, but
right.
It was a scene.
It was a scene.
You and your beau showed up, and it was fabulous. It was a really good night.
So Elizabeth looked so cute on Friday. Talk about what you wore and talk about your earrings specifically.
Okay, so I wore Veronica Beard shorts, which are just a classic to have. And then I wore the same top that I wore last weekend in Chicago. And then I had these massive, just ginormous shell earrings on and gladiator sandals.
Something that Elizabeth does when she goes, I love when Elizabeth wears her hair up when she goes out.
You always say that, and I'm always so self-conscious in pictures specifically, not so much in person, but like in pictures, I feel like my hairline looks weird.
No, when I, because we came a little bit, like I saw you later in the day, and when you walked down, you looked so cute because I think you had your outfit planned for a little bit.
I did.
But I love when you wear your hair out, and I've said that for a while. And then now this added large stud earring, statement earring, is another factor that really adds to the whole chicness of the look. So
thank
I would
you.
Really continue kind of like building off of that look for the rest of the summer, specifically when you go out. I think it's because I can really see your face.
Okay, this is noted.
And you have such a pretty face.
Oh my God, thank mm-hmm. you.
Yeah, uh-huh. I feel like I just overall had a really good week. On Thursday, my boyfriend made me dinner because he recently just moved into a new place. So he's kind of, you know, been enjoying using his new kitchen and all the appliances. So he cooked us a meal, and it was very delicious and very thoughtful. So that was fun. And then we just had a really fun weekend. I would also say my beau was like going out with you on Friday.
That was fun.
And seeing all, meeting all of your intern friends. That was lovely. And then yesterday we just had a wonderful day at the lake. You know, the anticipation, you can feel it for this coming week. Someone said earlier, I think it was mom. She said,
someone I know in my life.
Yes. She was like, it feels like Christmas week. We're so excited for July 4th. And we were at the, you were at the lake over the weekend. I came up on Sunday. We stayed overnight. We're back today to kind of regroup and repack and grocery shop. And then we are heading back up to the lake house for this entire week. So you have a short work week.
Yeah. Tomorrow's my last day. And then I'm taking off Wednesday and Friday. And I'll be up at the lake all week.
I was making a list today of just like content that we need to shoot and like looks that I want to like focus on. Yeah, I'm really taking this seriously. Okay. Maybe I'll like send out a notes sheet or like somewhat of a content calendar to everybody. Connor just gets like an email in his inbox.
Like, where do you want me?
Right. But I'm also excited because it's my boyfriend's first July 4th. So just to follow up, my grandma did get the flag shorts for him.
Fabulous.
He tried them on. They fit. So all is well. For that, what are you looking forward to the most?
What am I looking forward to the most? I would probably say probably both. Well, July 4th Eve, which is July 3rd. where am I?
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that and like that dinner and like just the anticipation, because anticipation is almost more fun than the actual event. And then I'm really looking forward to the morning parade.
You know what? I didn't go to it last year.
Why not?
Do you remember that I didn't go? I was in like a mood. I don't know what it was.
Oh, I think I do remember that. Honestly, they all blur together to form one memory of the parade.
I think I wanted to stay back and film a Get Ready With Me.
That sounds like you.
It does. It does. But I'm very excited for the parade. I think it's so cute and like a little hometowny and just wonderful.
It's like thousands of people.
Right. So it's
I would say like 1,000 people.
It's
are there.
Not 1,000 people,
I would
Elizabeth.
Say if you count kids.
No, it is nowhere 1, near. No. No. It's exactly. What do you work for, the census? That is not 1,000 people. It's maybe max 500.
I actually have a tough time figuring out how many people are in large groups.
I understand that because it always seems like there's more than there actually are.
Okay.
So, there, I just the let the record show, there are not 1,000 people there that show up. Do you seriously think?
Yeah. I like, that's why I said it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You know what? Maybe like, you know, now that I think about it.
You know how many people 1,000 people are?
No,
you
I don't. Can't picture right. it either.
It's a lot of people, Elizabeth.
Okay, maybe 500. Maybe we'll cut that in half. If you count kids,
Actually, I guess you're right. Like the high school galas usually have like 500 people. So there's definitely more than that.
I'm just saying, like, the concentrated parade when we're all standing there.
All right, I can see where you're coming from.
It feels like 1,000 people.
I can see where you're coming from.
But maybe it's only 500. And actually, this year, our grandmother is going to be in that parade.
Yeah, what's going on?
I don't know. We got a text the other day, and she's going to be in the parade with our neighbor and in his vintage car throwing out candy. And she's really going to be the star of the parade.
I'm so happy for her because that's so Joyce-coded. Like,
I was literally just about to say that. It is such a her moment. I'm surprised she's not like wearing a crown or something.
I know. Or something like a billowing cape or
a cape.
Gloves of some sort.
A glove.
And who? So he's going to be driving the car. Is she going to be like propped up in the back? Like it's a convertible, I'm assuming.
I wonder if she could be in the back, but they sometimes put kids in the back to throw. Or she's going to be in the passenger seat.
So I'm wondering how much earlier she needs to get for parade prep. That will add a huge layer to the parade because now we have kind of, you know, a star.
We have a star in the show, of the show, for the show.
Yes.
And then what's the protocol afterwards? Like she goes through it once. And then does she drive back down? Like, I would like to know when we're going to see her.
I would like to know what time she has to line up in order for this to, like, run smoothly.
Do you think they practice?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think there's a practice.
It doesn't feel practiced.
No, it doesn't. It feels very much thrown together.
Like parents running after children
because
they're blocking off the parade.
I love when the band comes on. What were those things called? Like, they sit and they get pulled.
The wagon?
Yeah, but it's like a large, like
like a trailer.
That's the word I was looking for. Thank you. They perform on a trailer.
Yeah.
At any point, I always think every year that trailer could give out and
just crash to the ground.
Yes. So We're super excited for the 4th. I've been tracking the weather religiously.
What does it look like?
It's going to be clear skies. It might be a little cloudy in the afternoon. It should look lovely in the morning. And then I think it's going to rain starting at like maybe 7 p.m. But it's only like a 20% or 30% chance
I'm looking
rain.
At it right now.
I could see it clearing up. I just hope that it's sunny in the afternoon.
Remember maybe 2 years ago, it was raining on and off in the afternoon. Do you remember that?
See, No, I don't.
Yeah, maybe because that, you know what? That might not have happened, honestly.
I went back to my last two vlogs from the past 2 years, and it was, like, the most gorgeous day the past 2 years.
I don't know where I got that information.
I think that maybe, like, a couple years ago, it started raining in the evening. That's fine if it rains in the evening because we go over for dinner, and at that point, like, we've gotten, you know, enough sun in. I would just, like, during the day, like, give me the day. And I do think it's going to rain the night before.
That's a bummer.
I know.
That's a bummer.
So I really hope that for some reason they're wrong. I actually think it was supposed to rain yesterday and it didn't. So I don't know. These people are always wrong. Let's be real. They're never correct. Oh, yeah. So then after the parade, we're going to go over to Grammy's for a little lunch. And then we usually change and go down to the beach. I feel like we've talked about our July 4th plan like so often on the podcast.
I agree. But I was actually talking with the interns today and it was 50-50. Like, some of them have set plans that they do every year with their family, and then some of them don't, and every year it's a scramble to, like, figure out plans. And we talked about this last time. Like, it's just difficult.
I think July 4th gives the same vibes as New Year's Eve, you know, very much like a stressful, you want to plan something. I mean, we were on a Zoom call earlier today for the book, which I don't know if I've talked about this a whole bunch on the podcast, but we're releasing the book in October. So we had a really great meeting with our publicist and our editor. And they were like, yeah, one more day of work. And then then everyone's pretty much done. So
there was no one in the office in my office.
You said that.
And there was nobody downtown. Except the crew of Superman. I wonder what they're doing for the 4th.
Do you think they record, like they keep shooting?
I don't know. I feel like there's probably like laws against that.
I think that people are taking like the full week off or we're working remotely Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing? Let us know. We want to know where like the work week is taking you and when it's going to end. And do you have Friday off? That's also something that's kind of
most
like
most everyone has Friday off.
Kind of peculiar about this year is that we have that day kind of stuck there, but it just like rolls right into the weekend as well. So you're kind of a little bit of a star on social media. You've really kind of just been taking off.
I've noticed.
Yes. You've been carrying the brand on your back with your workwear. And I just wanted to personally thank you for that. But would you say that your outfits have, you know, positively impacted the work that you've done? Or
sure. So let me just start off and say that I had little to no idea that she posted it at the time that she did. And then I was like, oh, like, did you ever post that reel? She's like, yeah, it's at a million views. Like, what? Happy to be like on your Instagram feed. So that's just number one. Number two, it is the highlight of my day to get dressed and pick out my outfit. I pick out my outfit the night before, and it's always a roll of the dice if it's actually going to look good. And then once I come down the stairs and like I get the stamp of approval from mom, like it's such a good feeling to walk into the office and be like, look how professional I look, guys.
And I also just wanted to thank everyone for the great response from last week's episode. I'm not quite sure if you listened to it, but we were kind of just talking about this overall workwear controversy and how social media is having, I would say, a negative effect on.
And I would like to touch on this because I listened to the podcast. I heard this whole segment in person as well from, you know, because you live in my home. And I would say just from the Gen Z population of workers, people do not, I don't know where I want to go with this, but we don't learn like what to wear in the office. Like
yes.
That's not, we have like resume workshops, LinkedIn workshops. We don't have like office etiquette workshops. And I think that that's something that we all need to invest our time and money in.
So Laura was, first of all, I think that's a fabulous point because that is just as important as like every other.
I would say it's more important
I would
than
say
having
it's
an updated LinkedIn.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Totally. Yeah.
And one more thing.
Yeah,
the interns, the girl interns that I work with, I haven't noticed, you know, the TikTok trends in their outfits.
And oh,
I think
well, that's good.
And I think we talked about this in person. I can't remember. But like last summer, I was seeing people wearing like trousers with Air Force Ones.
You know what Laura told us the other day when she was here? And we were talking about this. Obviously, if you guys don't know or haven't listened to her episode, she used to be a personal stylist at Nordstrom for over 10 years. And there was a law firm in Cleveland, and a wife of a partner got so fed up basically with how everyone was dressing that they got, I think, like a $1,500 or $2,000 Nordstrom gift card, and they would set up a time with a personal stylist, and they would go in, and the firm would pay for like new suits for the women and make sure that they were outfitted before they even started their job.
Oh my God, I would purposely dress badly just so I could get that gift card.
Well, everyone got it. It was like fair across the board.
Oh my gosh.
But I thought that that was such, and I'm sure other offices do this. This is just the first time I'm hearing of it, and I thought it was fascinating, but also like Laura loved doing it because she got to dress the women in like full suits, and
I feel so much more productive, put together, and frankly happier when I am in a full suit or if I'm wearing my little kitten heels and in a blazer, anything like that. Like I feel more professional because I look more professional.
And I feel like just like, do you get compliments or is that like inappropriate? Like I know the other intern girls, like you all talk about
the
your
outfits.
The
other intern girls, yes, they give me compliments. And also like the female workers in the office. Like,
that's good.
My superiors who are females obviously will give me a compliment. Like the one day she was like, oh, I love your dress.
Yeah, I mean, that's super normal. Like yeah. I feel like I would do the same thing.
Yeah.
So I did just like love hearing some of the anecdotes and other, you know, bits and bobbles of stories.
I will also say that last week we had like an intern meeting with the head intern who's been there a year. She like worked through the school year, and she was saying how last year they had a lot of dress etiquette problems, and they had to like sit people down and say like, you can't wear a crop shirt to office. And apparently people are still talking about it this year. Like they couldn't believe that the girl came in showing her entire midriff.
Yes. There was somebody.
But like she also doesn't know any different. Like you don't, like she, you can't really blame her because she doesn't know how to dress.
I think
we need education on business wear.
No, you do. Like
we need a business wear education.
Business wear education. Like I feel like the business school, you know, like at Miami should include that.
And I will say, like, it's easier to get away with dressing more casual if you're showing up to, like, a, you know, if you have to give a presentation at school, you can show up in trousers and sneakers and no one's going to say anything because it's not the actual workplace. But people will say something in the workplace. So we are actually enabling this bad dressing by not saying something in college.
Wow, that was beautiful. That was really great.
Thank you.
I remember...
Welcome to my TED Talk.
No, honestly. I remember in college, we were giving this presentation, and it was... You were supposed to be an, I think, business professional. So... And it was, like, a big presentation. And no one had said, you know, the definition of business professional. It was just sent out in an email. So I feel like if you maybe didn't know what that meant, you should have Googled it. But I remember one of the girls... And I feel bad, because she probably did not know. Showed up in... A skirt?
No.
Over the knee boots, no tights or anything. Skirt, over the knee boots, and like a bodysuit.
Okay, well, I have never in my life heard of someone wearing over the knee boots to a professional setting.
Yes, and she did get pulled aside by the professor. And I think then the professor sat down and was like, this person was like in our group and kind of like talked to her about it. What was more alarming was that she was a fashion merchandising major, and she...
And that might pass in the fashion world, but we're talking about corporate America.
But I feel like that professor probably did her a very,
A favor.
A favor, yeah, because in a controlled setting, she was able to learn about business professional.
It's also much easier to wear business professional than it is to wear business casual. Because business professional, like, you know the lane that you need to be in. You have to wear a blazer, a suit, something like that. And it's also much easier for boys because they can wear a golf shirt and call it business casual. Whereas a girl, like, she could potentially wear white jeans, but she can't wear regular jeans. So there's just, it's much more difficult for women's business casual.
I couldn't agree with you more. Somebody else DM'd me and said that she works at Abercrombie. And so she says, obviously, like, a lot of what we wear is Abercrombie, but they had interns that were showing up in biker shorts.
Okay. So that...
Isn't that crazy, Elizabeth?
So that's not work wear. That's athletic wear.
That's athletic wear, yeah.
If it stretches at all, it's athletic wear.
Exactly. So anyway, I did want to kind of, you know, wrap that little convo up. But
and it's also, I'm just going to say one more thing. It's also bad when you see, because I will scroll through TikTok and girls going off of the biker shorts, they will wear biker shorts with a blazer and like slides. And I just want to say, like, that's not allowed. Like, you can't show up to a meeting at, I can't even form words because, like, that's so baffling to me.
You know what? That's the word, is baffling.
It's baffling.
Baffling would probably be the overall word to describe this entire epidemic, because it is an epidemic.
Oh, my gosh. I have to say, I was watching Danielle, what's her last name? Pyong or something.
Yeah.
And she was wearing a really cute vest dress. And last summer, I was wearing a vest dress, but I put like a little Oxford underneath it. And I looked really cute. And I showed up to work and I worked with all boys. And the way that they made fun of me for wearing this really precious outfit. And I want to actually test it and see if I wear it to work this year, if these girls will like it or not.
First of all, that is so mean that they...
You know what? That was just our culture.
That is so rude, because I'm sure you just looked darling.
I mean, they called me like the gingerbread man because I did, like, I had a collar. And
oh my God, that's so mean, Elizabeth.
I looked a little bit like a baker. But, you know, I think I was ahead of the trend. And it was really cute, and I would like to try that again. I would like to circle back to that deliverable.
I think that you should definitely try it out with your interns this year who are females, and they seem like a much more supportive.
Well, absolutely.
I mean, they just seem – I mean, I met them on Friday, and they're so sweet. Like, I'm so happy that you're working with girls this year, because it was quite an intense environment.
A lot of testosterone.
Yeah, and I can assure you that your outfit was chic and cute. Have you seen the vest – you know, kind of culture running through, or not really?
Not in my office. Okay. My office has a business professional dress code, so I do not see that. One of the interns today, the girl I went to high school with, she was wearing, I can't even believe it, the cutest dress from J. Crew Factory. It was a puff sleeve, short sleeve, mid-length green dress with blue paisleys all over it. She got it for $15.
We were in there today, and they have so many good new pieces, and there was, like, three clearance racks. Claire was at the one the other day, and she said she got, like, tops and dresses for, like, $8,
$9,
$10.
It's like a garage sale.
Yeah, what is going on? Why is it so
cheap?
Are
they okay?
It's giving – I mean, honestly, I think it's cheaper than Target.
It's giving Chapter 9 bankruptcy. It's giving –
but
even
no,
we're going under.
But they still had like a lot of new arrivals today. Like, we got a couple dresses like for this weekend just to kind of have on hand in case anyone has like a, you know, a outfit problem. And they, right. And they need like a backup. And they were 75% off. Like, the clearance rack, it was seriously
paying
like.
Paying you to take their clothes.
Yes, exactly. And if you have like J. Crew Factory card, I don't know. It's just sale upon sale upon sale.
You can get a student discount.
J. Crew.
You should take me with you, and I'll...
Well, you should get the student. I mean, you're a student. You're a working student. So she goes to J. Crew Factory.
And then I was telling the other girls who live further away, I was like, you need to go to this J. Crew Factory. Everything's, like, under $5. It's literally five below.
And also what's crazy is, like, they don't necessarily compromise on the quality of the clothes. Like, it's still good quality.
No, like, it looked J. Crew, because it is J. Crew.
We found this Amazon dress. I think Mom found it. She definitely did. And it was under $50. And it is the best quality dress. We had Laura try it on the other day because she was kind of freaking out about what she was going to wear to July 4th. And the dress that she thought she was going to get from J. Crew, like, it was sold out. So we were like, go upstairs and try this dress on. This is kind of the office culture that we have.
Absolutely.
It's a little different than yours. She put it on. It's a lined white patio dress with a collar, and it's piped in blue. She looked so charming.
Pom-poms?
Yeah, it's like blue pom-poms.
It's so cute.
It is so cute. And then she said she was going to order it for herself. I really hope she does end up wearing it for July 4th, because it did not look $50. It did not look Amazon.
No, it didn't. If you told me it was Tucker Knock or Draper James, I would have believed you.
It was giving Tucker Knock, but it was such a find. And I feel like someone needs to wear it over this weekend at some point, because,
like, I'll take one for the team. Like,
what are you gonna wear on July 3rd? I heard you were gonna wear that stog dress.
Okay, well, I was just about to say that. So I'm potentially wearing this stog dress that I wore to my cousin's wedding last summer. It is my favorite type of fabric. What is that called? Toile. That's what it is.
Pattern.
Toile pattern. It's piped in brown. So I'm going to say it's giving Ralph Lauren, but honestly, it might not even be giving red, white, and blue. But yeah, I might wear that. It's kind of a mid-length, and I could wear a little espadrilles.
It is one of our favorite dresses on you. It's so cool.
It's one of my favorite dresses, and it's my favorite print of all time. Like, any type of toile, sign me up.
Yeah.
Put me on the roster.
Yep.
I love it. And I actually have a Staud dress that's in that same exact pattern. And it's what smocked with little sleeves.
Yeah, it's
that
a short.
I've worn a lot.
A short dress.
I guess I could wear that.
You could.
No, I wore that to formal.
We also have like so many new dresses also from, you know, J. Crew Factory's endless sales and whatnot.
The thing is I love pretending that I'm Kate Middleton and like pulling out a piece from the archives. And the archives are last summer and kind of reworking that outfit.
It is really fun to rewear it and bring new life to it. Because oftentimes when you share it online, people are like, they don't. Like, no one is registering.
Well, it was so long ago and it was, I think I archived the photo. So, TBD.
I have 3 matching Sue Starter dresses for us. For
okay. Let's talk offline.
For July 4th. We're not actually going to wear them in person, but she sent us all beautiful new red and white sundresses. They're gorgeous, Elizabeth.
Are they long?
They're all different lengths. So they're the same pattern print, but they're 3 different styles.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're kind of going to do like a little sister matching moment. So when you see that posted, my podcast listeners have heard it here first. And, you know, leave a comment.
That's
say,
really
hey. I know. So that was really sweet. So that's kind of – oh, we also – Print Fresh sent us
– oh, yes.
Matching
–
okay, I
see
how,
it feels.
I see how it feels. That was funny. Sent us matching 4th of July pajamas. They're very cute. So we're all going to be twinning in that. I love when we have
last year we
continuity.
Wore those lake pajamas, the blue and white stars.
Those weren't lake. Those were Target.
No, they weren't.
Yeah, they were.
You're telling me I've been wearing Target pajamas thinking they're lake pajamas?
Aren't those so
time?
Nice?
Emily, I'm hot. Like, I would bet half my life on this.
They're first of all, look at the tag, number one. I don't know how you missed that. And number two, they are 1,000% Target. Yep. And we always talk about this because they're the softest shorts pajamas. And
No, these are long. These are lake pajamas. They're pants. They're long sleeve and they're pants.
Wait, then you took mine because.
What?
I was the only one who got July 4th lake pajamas, like, separately from the whole group. When do you wear them?
No, mom also has them.
Oh, those. Yeah. We didn't get those for July 4th. We got them for Christmas.
Blue star pajamas?
Yeah, I know. It was weird when we got it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe
those
I'll
are
wear
lake.
Those, on
those
July
are 3rd. Lake. Yeah.
Okay. Thank
but they,
God.
We did not wear those for July 4th. I don't know why she got, I think it was like a Christmas star type thing that she was getting.
Okay. That's confusing. I, this entire time, thought we wore them for July 4th. And I know which ones you're talking about from Target. They are red, white, and blue stripes.
Okay.
We're
going to talk offline after we leave this.
I don't like your tone about the pajamas.
We always have good matching pajamas for the 4th. And I'm very happy with our Print Fresh ones this year because I think they're going to be some of the best that we have ever had.
Stellar.
So do you have any other thoughts that you'd like to share?
Let me check my camera roll.
Okay. Any other stories that happened this week?
Stories. We went and worked out today on Sunday. Mom, Dad, and I went to a wonderful brunch.
Yes.
Probably like 40 minutes from our lake house. And it's like a compound. I don't even know. It used to just be this one restaurant. And now it's this massive, they redid the whole thing. A massive restaurant. There's a chicken coop. There's all these different patios. There's a store. So that was really nice.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on this very cattywampus episode of Bose and Company. But we just love hearing your little voice. And I'm looking forward to next week's episode, hopefully with equipment that works. And also we're going to do the whole July 4th recap. And I hope you guys all have a very safe 4th of July holiday week. Either have some time to rest off of work or just spending time with friends and family. And I hope that the weather holds up for everyone because that's the best, is a sunny July 4th.
So just fingers crossed.
Think sunny thoughts. And as always, I will be posting all the time on Instagram if you want more live
updates.
You
cannot get rid of us.
No. And be sure to check out the July 4th vlog. I'll probably start it tomorrow because that's always a fun memory to make.
I'm actually starting off my July 4th week with drinks with the interns.
Oh, yeah. You're doing that tomorrow night. Yeah. That's going to be so festive and fun. You're going to a really cute patio after work. I love that. You girls are just so sweet.
No, we're the best. And I might wear something professional, red, white, and blue.
Wow. I can't wait to share.
Something
this
fun.
This is Bitsy. She's also on theme. So thank you all so much for listening to this week's episode, and be sure to follow me on Bose & Company. Elizabeth, I hope you have a great one last day of your internship for a couple days off. Well, not last day. Like, you know what I mean? Before the holiday. They got it, though. I just wanted to clarify. I didn't want anyone to think that you were, like, done with your job. Like, she will continue working the rest of the – you have to keep working the rest of the summer because I need to post your reels. That's like – anyway, have a great July 4th. And remember, say with me, that everything is better with a boat. Bye-bye now.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.